With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here, live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the April 21st live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, down here in a nice, sunny, warm San Diego, California. I watched a big cruise ship pulling into the harbor this morning. That's always quite a sight. You know, those cruise ships, they're as big as one of our office towers downtown. Really, when you look at them from looking at the downtown skyline with the cruise ship parked right in front of it, those cruise ships, they are big. Well, the market is pulling back just a little bit, but we've had a pretty nice run here. We can't complain, and I think this run continues until further notice. The Dow right now is down 36 points, okay? Not much to complain about. There's got to be oil. When we get to oil prices, I'm sure we'll find the culprit. The Dow is at 18,060. The S&P 500 is down 6 points. The S&P 500 is at 2,096. I think the market wanted to hear more bazooka shots from the ECB this morning. Instead, they're just going to keep the unloading with the current bazooka that they have on the market. Negative rates, buying back bonds like crazy. And I think the market wanted to hear a little bit more than that today. Yeah, we're getting spoiled. The NASDAQ is down 14 right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,932, closing in ever so close, however, on that 5,000 level once again. And there's more than likely the culprit right there. Crude oil is down 0.7%, but it's at 43.86. It was at 26 not that long ago, and I see oil stocks breaking out all over the place, and I'm going to name some names here in a moment. Gold is down a little bit, 1252. The euro is flat at 1.1298. Interest rates up to 1.87. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, down in the southwest corner. I couldn't go much further south. I can see Mexico out my door, out my window here down to the south. I see Table Mountain down there and the mountains of Tijuana. And I couldn't go much further west. The next landing point would be Hawaii. I may be 1 mile, 2 miles probably from the shore here of the Hotel Del Coronado and the Coronado Islands and everything. So we are down here in the southwest corner. Wall Street is in the northeast corner, and I like it that way. I like being as far away from Wall Street as I can possibly be. All right, well, let's take a look. There is so much happening in the market today, and there are so many earnings reports and news coming in. Let's start with the economy. The economy is so important to watch because it will be our biggest clue going forward as to when the next bear market is upon us. The bear has been hibernating now for 7 years. We got the initial jobless claims this morning. They show a pretty short line. In fact, the shortest line since 1970 of folks applying for unemployment. We continue to have good jobs numbers. There seems to be no sign whatsoever of a recession in the U.S. economy. And if I'm a stock investor, or if I'm thinking about being in the stock market, or if I have a 401k or an IRA or a Roth or whatever, that's good news. You don't want bad jobs numbers coming out. We have clear sailing for now in the market. Full speed ahead until further notice. We're being helped along, obviously, by a very generous and cautious Fed, led by Fed Chair Janet Yellen, who Donald Trump says he would replace. You know what? I'm just going to say that I think a Donald Trump presidency would be a little bit disruptive for the stock market. Maybe in the long run, it would help. But in the short term, you know, I mean, immediately replacing the Fed chair and declaring war, trade wars, could be a little bit rocky for the stock market. All these things have to be weighed in our minds as we look at the possible outcomes to this November's election. Another big factor in the market right now to keep our eyes on. Europe's a big factor too. What are they doing over there? This morning I listened to Mario Draghi report on the actions by the European Central Bank. That's their version of the FOMC. And I heard Mario Draghi say no change. And while that might not sound significant, don't forget that just recently he opened up the bazookas of monetary policy. We soon forget no change means that those bazookas are still wide open and firing euros at the economy, trying to stimulate something. They just can't quite get it going over there. But you know what? It's good enough right now to keep the global economy from slipping into recession and to keep the stock market moving up, markets around the world. Meanwhile, over in Sweden, they unveil more stimulus. Have you noticed that that seems to be a theme around the world? Monetary stimulus? Zero interest rates? Negative interest rates? Bond buybacks? All kinds of tricky maneuvers by central bankers trying to keep economies stimulated because they're not getting much help from fiscal policy. Another big story out of Europe, Volkswagen is expected to buy back 500,000 diesel cars. They'll buy back your Volkswagen diesel if it was one of the cars that was impacted by the false reporting of emissions. Germany, you know, you got a little bit of a cloud hanging over you there. Volkswagen's a big piece of the German economy. Volkswagen will also write a check. Last I heard, if you own a Volkswagen, you're getting a check for $5,000. I think I'll run out and buy a used Volkswagen here real quickly. I think it's got to be a diesel, though, you know. But that's, so far, that's the settlement that is happening with Volkswagen, a big part of the European economy. SunEdison. Well, here's another disaster in the solar industry. SunEdison files for bankruptcy. SunEdison was a $91 stock back in 2008. Today it's 34 cents. Solar power projects. You might not know it, but I'm the guy. I appeared on Fox, not Fox Business Channel, the Fox News Channel a few years ago with Miss Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly wasn't who she is today. She wasn't one of the anchors that sits in the 6 o'clock chair or whatever it is. She was on during the day, but I was invited on because I had written an article about a solar stock that I felt was destined to fail. The name of that company was Solyndra, up in the Silicon Valley, not too far from Apple headquarters. Sat another giant manufacturing facility, and we were being told this is what the future of renewable energy looks like. And I wrote, if this is the future, we're in trouble because I think the company's going to be bankrupt within a short period of time. And sure enough, the company went bankrupt with your taxpayer money. Anyways, look, I'm all for renewable and clean energy, but I don't want to throw money down a rat hole either. And Solyndra was a rat hole, and SunEdison, another rat hole. A lot of money lost there as SunEdison, S-U-N-E, declares bankruptcy today. Chapter 11, I want to say, which isn't that the final chapter? I don't think you come back from that one. All right, Andrew Jackson no longer on the $20 bill. We heard that yesterday. He'll be replaced by Harriet Tubman, the abolitionist. You know, I probably look at the 20 more than anything. If we go to the ATM, we usually get 20s. If we pay for something, we usually got a 20. You know, I hate to break out a 20 when what I'm buying is 99 cents. or even worse, $3.02. And they're not going to give you those 2 pennies. They're going to give you 98 cents in change, $16.98. Oh, I hate when that happens. Listen, I've been talking about Argentina. Argentina elected a pro-business leader. Argentina, I said, is going to break out. It is breaking loose. I have one small position in Argentina in my speculative trading portfolio. Look at that thing go. ARGT. I'm just saying, it is flying right now. We got a lot more to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if you were coming to San Diego this weekend to do some fishing, I would say, you know what? I would not go out on the tuna boats right now. The fleet got one tuna yesterday. Every evening about 6 p.m., I watch the boats returning back to their berths in the harbor after being out on the water all day. One captain in particular is out there every single day. And if there was somebody to talk to, if I was planning a trip this weekend, I would talk to him. I noticed he hasn't been out tuna fishing. He's been staying in closer to shore and catching a lot of nice yellowtail, which are a nice fighting fish. But my point is, he's out there on the water every single day. I can't do that. You know, I get out a few times a year. I'm a weekend warrior, and when I go, I need good info. I need to talk to somebody who's out there all the time and observing. I want to make the most of my days fishing on the water. It's the same way in the stock market. If you were to ask me right now, would you be on the waters of the market right now? My answer to you would be yes. It all changed. The entire game changed. It was a game changer when Miss Yellen went from a hawk to a dove back in late January. And now we're seeing action all over the place. I'll bet you didn't know that yesterday I saw oil and gas equipment companies and oil and gas service companies. I'm talking about Halliburton. I saw it breaking out yesterday. These stocks have been beleaguered, man. I saw Schlumberger breaking out, and it continues today. I saw Helmerich & Payne breaking out. And I'll bet if I were to talk to the captain of the San Diego, that's a boat that goes out almost every day fishing in local San Diego waters, he would tell me, well, Bill, here's where I saw some breakouts. You might want to try that area. Then I got over to the islands, and they were on the backside of the island, you know, in the afternoon, and then they disappeared. You might want to go there in the afternoon. And then on the way home, I saw some really nice, clean, blue water out at the 9 Mile Bank. You might want to give that a shot. Well, I'm one of those guys that every day, and people see me every day about 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm over there at the convention center doing the stairs, after being on the water all day long looking at the stock market. And when I get back from doing the stairs, I look at the news that's broken while I was gone for 1 hour. I'm on the water every single day. And I try to report to you, and I would say that right now, the fishing isn't like wide open good, but it's really good right now. We've had a lot of people that have called us recently that have been sitting on the fence. They've come down off the fence. I've talked them down off the fence. I said, look, you've got a shot here. The sun is shining, and it may shine for a while. Let's make hay while the sun is shining. Okay, I want to finish my news here because there's a lot here to talk about. We were just talking about Argentina. That's one of the blue streaks in the market right now. Argentina is breaking out. There's Argentinian individual stocks, and there's an Argentinian ETF, ARGT. We have an Argentinian steakhouse downtown. Maybe you ought to go there, too. We've been there. I took the whole crew there one time last year for lunch. One of these all-you-can-eat type deals. They bring everything on a sword, you know. If you don't pay the bill, they wave that sword at you. But, you know, listen, a guy can only eat so much. I mean, first they say, okay, how much filet mignon do you want? Oh, I'll take a bunch of that. That sounds good. Then they bring ribeye steak. And then they bring marinated pork chops. And then they bring quail. I mean, it just keeps coming until you say, no mas, no mas. I'm going to get sick here. All right, other stocks breaking out right now. Other areas of blue water. I continue to talk about these natural resource companies that were hitting new lows in late January. Look at Vail. Vail hit $2.13 in late January, and now it's clear back to $6 a share. That's a Brazilian company engaged in the mining and exploration of minerals and in five other countries besides Brazil. There's another area that's working in the market right now, and it's been moving fast. Maybe a little overbought right now, but working nonetheless. I mentioned Halliburton, Schlumberger, Helmerich and Payne. These are oil service stocks that should be doing very poorly right now. Do you know that we've had the biggest decrease in oil production by non-OPEC countries in the last 25 years? We're one of those non-OPEC countries that has cut our production mightily. People are coming home now from Fargo, North Dakota, where the boom was happening at $100 per barrel. But now that it's $40, things have simmered down quite a bit. But those oil service stocks, along with oil production companies, I talked about RSPP yesterday. That thing was breaking loose. There's stuff breaking the water all over the place. And I pointed out to you on a daily basis. Let's talk about earnings now. We are in earnings season. Right now, the estimates for 2016, when all is said and done, and the S&P, all the companies have reported, and they're done reporting for the year, and we add them all up. Right now, the expectations are for the S&P 500 to make about $120 per share this year. That's significant. That's a significant number to keep your eye on, because that pretty much determines how high or how low the S&P 500 can go. You can't give it a 30 multiple and say the market, is worth 3,600 on the S&P. You can't give it a 20 multiple, I don't think, and say it's worth 2,400. So you can see that has a lot to do with things. And watching these individual companies, which are parts of these indexes, is very important. GM reports earnings better than expected, did GM. And that stock breaking out, it's also a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500. What other earnings do we have today? Oh, man, we've got a lot of them. Let's just run through them real quickly. How about Under Armour? How about Stephon Curry, huh? Golden State Warriors. You see the record of them? Well, that stock is doing a layup today and a breakout. Look at that. Under Armour go, would you? They beat by 2 cents. The stock is up 7% right now. PP&G, on the other hand, they missed. They make paint. Their competitor, Sherwin-Williams, however, beat earnings, and it's breaking out to the upside. Alaska Air, a really nice stock over the years, beats earnings. It's down a little bit, though, down 2.5%. Competitor of Alaska Air, Love, Southwest Airlines, they beat earnings a little bit. It's down just a little bit right now. Being pushed along by a slight market pullback here today. Mattel, big miss there. You know, I don't know. Are Barbies and G.I. Joes still popular? I guess not. Mattel's down 9% right now. Well, those are kind of the big ones reporting. Let's not forget San Diego's own Qualcomm. They beat. Qualcomm's been a dud for many years, and it is down today. Okay, when we come back, I'll talk about one individual spot that I find quite nice right now in the market. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management,
And I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if you come visit San Diego, come visit Gunderson Capital Management. The fishing is pretty good right now. It's the best, some of the best trends that I've seen since 2013. But boy, you got to be in the right areas of the market right now. I can't make any promises that we'll load the boat, but we'll sure try to find where they are. Where the accumulation is taking place. I mean, one of those places continues to be precious metals. There's no question about it. I was talking to a guy yesterday from Hawaii. He said, "Bill, you were right on with that gold call that you made." You know what? Gold has been a dog since 2011, an absolute dog. I think personally, when somebody continues to say all the way down that gold is the place to be, I don't think they're working in your best interest. I think that maybe they're gold salespeople that need to unload inventory. I think that they have a conflict of interest. When they continue to tell me I should be buying gold all the way down from I don't believe in averaging down. I don't mind averaging up, but I don't believe in averaging down. And gold has been coming down since 2011. And I was able to withstand the siren call, you know, calling to me, buy gold, buy gold. No, I can see a chart. I can look at a five-year chart here. Why do I want to buy it when it continues to go lower? Now, I'll be interested at some point in time when it begins to bottom out here, go sideways for a little while, you know, the longer the better, and then starts to move up. And it reverses trend. I don't like to buy things in a downtrend. And I'll also watch my app, the Best Stocks Now app, on a daily basis. And I'll look at the ranking of gold overall. And I'll look at a ranking of gold stocks. And for many years, I could see that they were at or near the bottom of the heap. Ranked number 2,900 out of 4,100. You know, would you want to go to the number 211 ranked Mexican restaurant out of 230 in your town? No, thanks. Tell me what the top three are. I'll stand in line for those chili rellenos, you know. I don't want number 2,000. What's the grade from the health department, you know? Worried about what's in my mole. Anyways, I resisted the siren call to buy gold because I got two eyes and I can look at a chart. But then something started to happen late last year, continuing into this year. On a relative basis, as equities were falling, precious metals were starting to move up. Precious metal stocks, precious metal mutual funds, precious metal ETFs. Chile Reno ETFs. No, I just threw that one in. And then all of a sudden, when the Fed said, look, we're going to leave interest rates low, we can be gradual, we can be cautious, that sent the dollar south and it sent precious metals north. And it happened very quickly. It happened so quickly, you could have missed it, but it's still going on. I see my Newmont Mining today, which I'm going to feature here, is hitting a new 52-week high. Newmont Mining, NEM, is one of the stocks that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's a stock that I avoided like the plague for several years. You know, if you look at over the last 10 years of Newmont Mining, it's got negative returns. So I've always said, you know, gold is not a buy and hold kind of play. Unless, you know, you're going to need to bribe the border guards to get out of the country at some point in time. I remember back when the people were leaving Vietnam after the Vietnam War, a lot of people were only able to get out because they had gold nuggets sewn into their clothing that they were able to use. Gold is always thought to be like a survival type of thing. But as far as an investment for your 401k, I think gold has seasons, and I think there's seasons to not be in it, which is most of the time, but every once in a while, it's a really good place to be, especially when the dollar's going down. Well, over the last 5 years, we look at Newmont Mining. It's been horrible. It's been going down by about 10% per year. That's the average five-year return, while the market's been going up 10% per year. So remember all the guys that said, oh, don't buy the stock market. You want to own gold. They were dead wrong. That was very poor advice. And I have to look to people that gave poor advice and wonder about their current advice. Most of the times, they're still giving the same advice because they only have one line, buy gold. That's all they know. An insurance salesman pretty much has one line, buy insurance. You got to buy annuities here, you know. I could go anywhere I want. I go where the cycles of the market, where I think are the most favorable given the conditions in the world today. Over the last 3 years, gold has gone nowhere. Newmont Mining down 1.2%. The stock market has been the place to be. The stock market is still the place to be, but guess what's joined into the party here recently? Over the last 12 months, Newmont Mining, NEM, which is one of the blue chip gold companies, it's a $17 billion company out of Greenwood Village, Colorado. Did you know that? That's where Newmont is headquartered. Newmont mines all over the world. They're in Australia. They're in Peru. They're in Indonesia. They're in Ghana. They're in Suriname. They're all over the world pulling gold out of the ground. Over the last 12 months, Newmont Mining's up 30% while the market's zero. You see the flip there? You see the difference in relative strength? On my system, the Best Stocks Now system, Newmont Mining gets a momentum grade of A+. On the Investor's Business Daily system, Newmont Mining gets a relative strength ranking of 98 on a scale of 1 to 99. It's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Not over the last 10 years, not over the last 5 years, not over the last 3 years, but recently. In fact, Newmont Mining finally bottomed out in about late January. That was a seminal moment in the market. You go back to late January of this year, it looked dismal. The oil prices were hitting new lows. Commodity prices were hitting new lows. The stock market was threatening to go into a bear market. How powerful is the Fed? The Fed turned the spigot around the other way, and the market, everything started going around the other way. Newmont Mining, since that point in late July, has doubled. I've caught some of it. When it finally started to rise up, I look at the ranking 3 months ago, it was ranked number 1,830. That was about late January when it was bottoming out. 2 months ago, Newmont Mining was ranked at number 1,041. And 1 month ago, it had moved up all the way to 197 out of 4,119. Where does it sit today? Newmont Mining is currently ranked at number 142 out of 4,119 stocks. Now, you always have to look at people's risk profile. Newmont Mining is not one for dividend checks. They do pay a little tiny dividend, 0.3%. But I think, you know, in an income account, I think a hedge against inflation is wise, not going overboard, but a little one. I do own a few gold stocks in my income accounts right now as a hedge against inflation, which is starting to at least make noise as the Fed continues to keep rates low. Newmont Mining is not exactly for, you know, retirees, although, you know what? Having that hedge there is not a bad idea. I own Newmont Mining in my aggressive growth account right now. I own other gold stocks in the other portfolios, but I've got Newmont in my ultra growth portfolio right now. Newmont is breaking out to a new 52-week high today after they reported earnings this morning, either last night after the close of the market or this morning. Newmont Mining is not a recommendation. It's an example of a stock that's in my top 200 right now. The app is invaluable to me, the Best Stocks Now app is, for finding those blue streaks in what can sometimes be a cold, dirty stock market. I currently own Newmont Mining, and it currently is a good example of a Best Stock Now, but definitely not a recommendation. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's start preparing for my newsletter this weekend. I usually send it out on Saturday morning. Now, here's the important issues to stay on top of right now. We are in the eighth year of a bull market. This is the third longest bull market in the history of mankind. We have to be very, very vigilant right now. We have to continue to watch all of these economic reports, leading indicators, CPI, EIA oil inventories, initial jobless claims, PMI index, PMI manufacturing index, and it goes on and on and on. Well, every single week in my newsletter, I take a brief glimpse at what occurred this week that might be significant. That's very important, and I try to keep it really, really simple. It's just these basic reports that give us the temperature of the economy, because we're watching and we're looking out for, we're on the lookout for the big freeze in the market where the economy starts to go cold and we start to slip into recession, because bear markets are almost always associated with recessions. And I've been reporting each and every week that it does not appear that the U.S. at this time is headed into a recession. But we continue to be very, very vigilant. In the newsletter every week, I look at the technical picture. You know what? That's where trouble shows up first. That's where trouble showed up first in gold back in 2011. Those gold charts started to roll over. That's where trouble started to show up in the oil patch in 2014. That's where oil stocks started to roll over. Most people in this industry, most brokers, investment advisors, you know what? They let you roll right over with those charts. And by the time they're down 40 or 50%, you're giving them an angry phone call saying, how come I'm still in this? How come you still have me in these oil stocks? Oh, no. And you almost always get the answer. Stay with them. You're in this for the long term. Then pretty soon they're down 70 or 80%. Now you're really hopping mad. You should be. Who's minding the mint? Who's asleep at the wheel? I look at the technicals every week and point them out to you, just the big ones, just the facts. Here's how the NASDAQ's behaving right now. Here's how the S&P 500's behaving right now. Here's how the emerging markets are behaving. And don't forget the dollar. Look at how the dollar and see the effects from that. And when things change, that's when these things really become critical. When technicals start to change, it's either a sell signal, a warning, a shot fired across the bow, or it's an opportunity. And that's what we saw in early February. All of a sudden, long-term downtrend started to reverse course. That's also where the first signs of green shoots show up in those technicals. So don't take those technicals lightly. I'm just going to show you a picture. Hey, look, here's a picture, and here's what's happening right now. And here's the key levels to look out for to the downside and the key levels to look up to the upside. I point that out every week in my newsletter. Then I'm going to show you where the leading asset classes are right now. We've seen a pretty big cyclic change here, a cycle change where the bottom has risen to the top and the top has risen to the bottom. That's critical. I truly believe that a portfolio has to be adjusted along the way with those cycle changes. Why would you have wanted to own gold stocks from 2011 until 2016? And conversely, why would you want to have a little bit of exposure to that area of the market right now? Because it's cyclical. You want to be in it when the cycle is favorable, not when it's unfavorable. And I'm also going to show you the worst asset classes in the market to avoid. That's also important, to stay out of the worst neighborhoods. Then we get a little more fine-tuned and we look inside the sectors of the market. I pointed out a couple of sectors in the first part of the show here that all of a sudden have come alive and they're blooming, they're blossoming. The oil service sector, You know, that's the one I've been saying, don't even go near that one. All of a sudden, there's some green shoots there. The mining sector? Natural resources? Week after week after week for the last several years, I've said, here's a sector to avoid. And now that cycle has come full circle. And it's starting to head back up again. And then I cap it all off with my portfolios, any buying and selling I've done. That goes out to my clients and my subscribers. And in the end, I show you my current top 200 list. Boy, there's the list to shop amongst. There's the list to do your research from. These are the vibrant ones. These are the ones that are benefiting from the unique set of economic circumstances that we have in the market today. And it is a very unique set. How many, over the last 150 years of the stock market, however long it's been, how many times could we say we have zero interest rate policy in place? That's a very unique set of circumstances. How many times over the last many decades could we say around the world we have negative interest rates? Japan is negative. That's a very unique set of circumstances that creates blue currents in some areas and green currents in others. Anyways, that's why I believe in being an active investor. The passive investors, you know what? That's the easy way out. No doubt about it. That's the easiest way to go. But when that river eventually hits the falls and you can hear the white water ahead, I want to do a little active management in that point in time. I want to maneuver the boat and get it out of autopilot because passive investors are going to head right over the falls. And the chances are increasing every day as we move closer and closer to the next bear market. It's not here yet. We have green shoots right now. We have favorable currents right now. The sun is shining on us right now. Let's make as much hay while the sun is shining. Anyways, if you'd be interested in talking to us about active management of your portfolios, which is totally different from Vanguard and the passive management, that one goes over the falls, but the hope is that you bob back up at some point in time. We like to be active here. That's the way we roll. Anyways, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.